to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a show lined up that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. It's got all sorts of things on it, including some that you might not expect. So we're going to get directly underway with Alison Krauss in Union Station. And this is one of her early recordings way back in 1992. Alison always featured the band in the songs that she did. And she had a great band at the time, as well as a self-playing fiddle. Barry Bales on bass, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Ron Block on banjo, and Tim Stafford on guitar. And we're going to feature Tim Stafford singing in this song. It's one called Another Night. Feature that band, eh? Weren't they great musicians? That rhythmic vamp of Adam Steffi's on the mandolin, just brilliant. Here's an album that I haven't featured on the show at all. Joe Ross, and this album is headed Bluegrass Alphabet. That's one of the songs that we may not hear this time. I may play it another time. But he does some interesting music. He plays all sorts of music, plays Celtic music, plays bluegrass music, and this was done with a lot of help from Ron Stewart, who managed to play banjo and mandolin on the same tracks, and a little bit of fiddle as well. Joe Ross plays guitar and does most of the lead vocals. That's the important part. And we've got him doing a song called The Place Where I Was Born. Let's hear Joe Ross.
Down by Old Willow Creek, there's a winding country lane where my memory often wanders, looking through the window pane. There's a soft mountain meadow, birds sing so sweet, an old farmhouse, a big oak tree, and fields of winter wheat.
The creek flows gently by an old decrepit fence. As the smell of biscuits baking captures every sense, I see the friendly folk and the bloom of white-barked thorn as my memory wanders back to the place where I was born. And when the rain begins to fall, my heart returns to home. I see the sun dance through the trees and the lane on which I roam. The scent of fresh cut hay and fields of harvest corn is the memory of my home, the place where I was born. Lane on a quiet rain a day to hear the old creek whisper and seem to soften say, it's good to see you, old friend. Where have you been so long? Stay with me for a while and sing a happy song. And when the rain begins to fall, my heart returns to home. I see the sun dance through the trees and the lane on which I roam. The scent of fresh cut hay and fields of harvest corn is the memory of my home, the place where I was born. My memory wanders back to that little country lane to see my mom and pop and hear the birds refrain. I feel the breeze blowing on a cool October day in that place where I was born. I dream of yesterday. And when the rain begins to fall, my heart returns to home. I see the sun dance through the trees on the lane on which I roam. The scent of fresh cut hay and fields of harvest corn is the memory of my home, the place where I was born. A peaceful lake so calm and blue is down the lane a ways. Their friends and I would swim and play on hot and humid days. And the road from Seven Corners to the one-room country school is one I traveled often past meadows sweet and cool. And when the rain begins to fall, my heart returns to home. I see the sun dance through the trees and the lane on which I roam. The scent of fresh cut hay and fields of harvest corn is the memory of my home, the place where I was born.
That was Joe Ross with a song that he wrote himself, and it sounded pretty good. I hope you enjoyed it. We in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, we often used to feature a tune called Scotland that we learned off the Bill Munro Instrumentals album, and it was recorded in 1958, and the fiddle players on the original version of Scotland were Kenny Baker and Bobby Hicks. It was a great version, and Colin used to do a great, excellent version of it. Alan Rhodes, our guitar player, played the second fiddle, and because it's an A, it was just a little bit easier than the main part, but it sounded great with the twin fiddles. And Bobby Hicks, of course, just knew that tune so well, and I have his recording of it. I'm not sure what year it was or who's on it, but this is Bobby Hicks' version of Scotland, a little bit after the original recording was made. It's a great tune. Have a listen.
Thank you.
great tune, Scotland, written by Bill Monroe, paying tribute to his Scottish heritage. And it's a fun tune to play. And I never did a banjo break like that one, though, I can tell you that. Oh, that was Bobby Hicks. I'd like to feature now a band called White House. And they're so named because they all lived at the time of this recording in the town of White House, Tennessee. And it's a super group, believe me. David Palmley on guitar and vocals, Larry Stevenson, mandolin and vocals, Charlie Cushman on banjo and vocals, Jason Carter on fiddle, and Missy Raines on bass. Missy Raines is just about Back Porch Bluegrass's regular bass player, isn't she? And they're a fine band. They do all sorts of things. And I guess they formed the band just so that they could play some music around home while they were all playing in other bands. But I'm going to play a couple of tracks. The first one called Rock Bottom, and the next one, Searching for Yesterday. Here's the band, White House.
Her pillow. It said I left the key outside the door. I'm packing up and going home to mama. It's all over, I can't take it anymore. I stared at that little piece of paper. Then I tore it up and threw it in the trash. I'm going out and find myself a bottle. And I ain't gonna stop until I'm smashed.
Rock bottom ain't very far away. My reason for living left a day. She took my one ray of sunshine, and rock bottom ain't very far away.
I've been known to disappear for days. I guess she just got tired of all the trouble and decided she had to get away. Well, I wish I could have treated her better, and I'll never understand why I'm this way. But it seems no matter where I'm standing, rock bottom ain't very far away.
Rock bottom ain't very far away. My reason for living left today. She took my one ray of sunshine, and rock bottom ain't very far away.
She took my one ray of sunshine, and rock bottom ain't very far away.
They tell me
But time will never dim the flame or even let me rest again, now or ever. I don't care about tomorrow, it will be just like today. I'm not looking for tomorrow, I'm searching for yesterday. I'm searching for yesterday.
Searching for Yesterday by the band White House. Didn't they do a lovely job of that? Definite shades of the Osborne Brothers. But what a lovely sound. The band White House. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing the bluegrass music that I love. It's all from my shelves, and I take great pleasure in sort of hunting out things that I think you might enjoy. Back Porch Bluegrass is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from. And, I've been playing bluegrass music for more than 50 years, and I got my start by buying a 5-string banjo at Shearer's Music Works. Delighted that they are sponsoring my bluegrass music show. Call in and see them if you're ever passing through Hamilton. I'm sure they'll have everything that you need and would like to have in a musical sense. And their assistants are all musicians. They can help you select whatever you need to help, whatever you need to play music, really. Oh, sort of got through that, didn't I? Early in our music career, we enjoyed the music of the Lilly Brothers. Everett and Mitchell, who was also called B. Lilly, they created some great bluegrass and old-time country music. And Don Stover was their regular banjo player. And he was an incredible banjo player, lovely feel for the music. And I have an album called Lilly Brothers and Don Stover, Early Recordings. One of the songs that I very fondly remember is an old Carter Family song called Little Annie. And we used to do this with Hamilton County Bluegrass Band way back in the 1960s because we liked the music so much. It's a great tune to play on banjo or mandolin. I'm currently fooling around with it on mandolin, and it's just a lovely, simple tune, and they do an excellent job. So here are the Lilly Brothers. They had a hard bluegrass life. They spent most of 17 years in Boston playing at the Hillbilly Ranch, which was a pretty tough place to play, and they put up their bluegrass music, and people must have enjoyed it because they were there for 17 years. Here they are doing the song Little Annie.
Once more, little Annie, I must leave you. You promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again.
When the springtime comes on the mountain and the wildflowers scattered o'er the plain, I shall watch for the leaf to return to the tree, and I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again.
Thank you. the sun shines down on the mountain, and the wild sheep wandering all alone, and the birds and the bees are humming, make me think springtime won't be very long.
When the springtime comes on the mountain, and the wildflowers scatter o'er the plain, I shall watch for the leaves to return to the green, and I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again.
You promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again.
When the springtime comes on the mountain, and the wildflowers scattered o'er the plain, I shall watch for the leaves to return to the tree, and I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again.
A little bit of classic bluegrass there from the Lilly Brothers and the song Little Annie. Don't get to feature Lynn Morris much on the show, but I'd like to now. Lovely singer, and here she is from her album of 2003 on Rounder, a song called Good Love, the Lynn Morris Band.
Takes a woman to wee, takes a woman to moan, takes a good woman to find a man and keep him close at home.
Talk about good love, honey from the comb.
Yes, it's good love. Now the water, it will rise, and that well, it will run dry. When trouble rocks that boat of life, you just hang on tight and cry. When trouble rocks that boat, just hang on tight and cry. Talk about good love, gonna be the tide that binds.
Talk about good love.
Span, Good Love. And she had her husband, Marshall Wilburn, playing bass on that one, Jesse Brock playing mandolin, and Ron Stewart playing banjo and fiddle. And he was definitely the man about town because he was playing on that Joe Ross album that we heard a little bit earlier. So Ron Stewart, definitely a great man to have playing in your session. Going to play Alison Krauss in Union Station again, this time featuring the singing of Adam Steffi, the mandolin player. And here he is doing a song called Cloudy Days.
Dark clouds hanging over me. When will they go away? Rain is in my eyes and I can't see. Life's become just cloudy days. Why she done me like she done? I guess I'll never know. She knows I need her more than anyone. I made a point to let it show. Cloudy days, don't the sun ever shine anymore? Stormy weather, will you always be around? When I'm down, I can't stand cloudy days. Recall a time when times were good. Lord, it seems so long ago. But you know they say if rain won't come, then love has no chance to grow.
Cloudy days, don't the sun ever shine anymore? Stormy weather, will you always be around? When I'm down, I can't stand cloudy days.
Song, and that was Adam Steffi singing, and Alison Krauss in Union Station letting her band have the limelight as she was very wont to do. Beautiful banjo playing by Ron Block. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I hope you're enjoying the bluegrass music that I am finding on my shelves for you. Time for an old-timey tune now, and this is a band called Country Ham. Songs from the Blue Ridge Mountains is the name of the CD, and I got this because I met Carl Pachter at the Grass Valley Festival in California, and Carl is a number one member, I think he is, of certainly the number two member of the California Bluegrass Association, and is known for his extremely battered leather hat and his fine banjo playing. But he had a band back in the Blue Ridge Mountain days, and this is from roughly early 2000s. They recorded, this is sort of like a part-time family band. Carl played clawhammer banjo, Judy Pegter played alto harp and did a lot of the lead vocals. Wanda Shelton played string bass. M.D. Mallory played guitar. Ellen Vigor played mandolin and occasional fiddle. Pete Vigor on fiddle and vocals. They just played at all sorts of events. I can imagine them in a sort of street or a fair type of playing. Their music is quite invigorating and sort of simple, very sort of play-along type feel. And I've selected a tune called Sarah Armstrong's Tune from Country Ham. Country Ham with Sarah Armstrong's tune. That's a lovely bouncy little tune, isn't it? I'm sitting here thinking, ought to try and learn that tune. It sounds real nice. Back Porch Bluegrass comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And we're based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And that's a long way from the source of a lot of the music that I play. But down here, we've really enjoyed bluegrass music since the mid-1960s. And I have a big collection of the music that just deserved to be listened to and shared with lots of people. So that's a purpose of this program. Free FM's an access radio station, part of a whole bunch of access radio stations in New Zealand. So the show goes out to Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, all at different times of the week. And also goes to Canadian access radio stations through a deal that we have with the Canadian Broadcasting people, and CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, and incidentally, Canadians, I'm still enjoying Corner Gas. Just love that show, and I tend to binge watch. I'm about halfway through the third series already. Just loving it. And Prince George in British Columbia, did I say that? And also Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. So lots of you are listening on various radio stations throughout New Zealand, Canada, the USA, and maybe other places. And all the people listening on podcasts, I'd like to say a big thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for taking the trouble to tune into Back Porch Bluegrass. And I hope you are enjoying the music. We're going to hear from the Lynn Morris Band again. This time it's Lynn's husband, Marshall Wilborn, the bass player, singing a song that he wrote himself called I'll Take Them With Me. Here he comes.
The sound of a thousand raindrops rattling on an old tin rooftop. The sound of our laughter together. I hear Daddy's voice calling golden autumn leaves falling. I'll take all of them with me. The gentle touch of a loved one's hand, running barefoot through the sand, the melodies the old-time fiddlers play. A black dog at midnight howling, big brother in the morning growling. I'll take all of them with me. I'll put all these things away somewhere, safe as they can be. And someday when I'm on my way, I'm gonna take them with me. Of red, white, and blue. It may be my worn-out shoes, a little boy who can't quite say my name. Mama's best hot apple pie and the morning sunrise in your eye. I'll take all of them with me. I'll put all these things away somewhere, safe as they can be. And someday when I'm on my way, I'm gonna take them with me. Things away somewhere, safe as they can be. And someday when I'm on my way, I'm gonna take them with me.
Great song there from Marshall Wilborn, and that's the Lynn Morris Band, and she's featuring her husband Marshall doing the lead singer. Isn't that great? Let's hear from Joe Ross again with a song called The Loneliest Season.
Trees are bare, the skies are gray, the cold wind calls. A whisper I hear, like a voice in the trees. My days are dark, my tears like snow fall on the leaves. Oh, why did you leave me? I long for you, dear. Now I've been destroyed this season. I walk in the snow in sorrow and pain. When spring comes, the fleeting snow will turn to rain. Just like a leaf upon a tree.
You left me, my darling. I sit in my room, my heart is sad that you are gone. I live in gloom. Oh, why did you leave me? I long for you, dear. Now I've been destroyed, this season so drear. I walk in the snow, in sorrow and pain. When spring comes, the fleeting snow will turn to rain.
Mr. Joe Ross, and a big accompaniment there and a bit of a production on that particular song. I'd like to play a gospel song for you now. I have a gospel collection called Living in the Name of Love, which has got some great bluegrass and old-time gospel favourites on it. It's volume two, and I quite like these gospel collections because you get to hear people that you wouldn't otherwise hear. And we're going to feature a song by Ron Spears. Ron's performed with Rhonda Vincent and The Rage, as well as in a band called Unlimited Tradition, but he's a great songwriter. He lives in Utah. Probably sends his songs to all the bands, and you can hear his songs from bands like Third Time Out and Bluegrass Cardinals, Lou Reed. So anyway, this is one of Ron's own songs. He's got some great harmony singers, Gina Britt and Greg Luck singing, and Craig Smith playing banjo, Jim Van Cleve on fiddle, and Ron's playing guitar. Here's a song called Mama's Tattered Bible.
As I think back over my younger days, I remember how my mama raised six kids in a rundown one-room mountain shack. Every night she'd have us gather round. She'd get her tattered Bible down. It brings a tear each time my memory. Younger kids, they couldn't wait to hear the Bible stories Mama held so dear. But I turned away and lived a wild and reckless youth. As I grew into a man, I clasped on tight to Satan's hand, forsaking Mom and all her gospel. Listen to stories from the old tattered Bible that my mama read. live in hell. Spend most my time locked up in jail. Mama's love was never far away. She knew she taught me right from wrong. In her heart she knew the day would come. I'd leave Satan's side and walk the righteous pathway. Tattered Bible down, and like Mom, I'll praise the Lord in all His glory. Dear Lord, I'm so sorry for forsaking You and all those Bible stories, 'cause I know just listen to the stories from the old tattered Bible that my mama read. From the old tattered Bible that my mama read.
That was Ron Spears talking about his mama's tattered Bible. Very early in my banjo playing career, I managed to get hold of a record called Five String Banjo with Don Palmley, with 12-string guitar by Billy Strange. And these albums, there was a Billy Strange album came out too, where he took the lead in most of the songs. And this was some of the first bluegrass banjo playing on known tunes that we heard, and quite a definitive album. Don Palmley, and he's the dad of David Palmley, who was in the band White House, you heard earlier, was playing banjo. 12-string guitar was played by Billy Strange. Rex Gosden was playing bass. Leroy McNeese playing dobro. Hal Blaine on drums. Vern Gosden on guitar. And a very young Chris Hillman on mandolin. And here they are doing This Land Is Your Land.
Thank you.
great to hear that again. Oh, This Land Is Your Land, Don Palmley on banjo. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you can join me again next week, where we'll play a whole bunch more music, some of which you may never have heard before. Take it out with the Bluegrass Album Band doing a song called Big Spike Hammer. Bye.
Like to see, but this hammer that I swing, or the woman that